Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am praising and magnifying God for it on today. I surely am. Thank God for another Wednesday that He has blessed us to be here on the broadcast. Thank you. Thank God for it on today. I am a practicing believer, practicing living the Word of God. Does that mean that I get it right all the time? No. But I am striving and practicing living God's Word. And I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. If you get in the practice of practicing and living God's Word, you will strive to do it just His way. And that's the way that He would have it done. So I praise God today for being here on the broadcast with you. Thank God for you being here. Amen. So we're here together. And He said, well, there's two or three gathered in His name that He would be in the midst. Well, we have a good topic for you and for me on today. And, you know, I can't help but to think about the things that I bring to you first. Praise God. So today we're going to talk about what would you give for peace of mind? What would you give? What would you pay to have peace of mind? What would you exchange to have peace of mind? And so that's what we're going to talk about on today. We're going to get into that and talk about, explore, what does God's Word say about having peace of mind? Today is Recover All Wednesday. Recover All Wednesday. God wants us to recover all through His Word. And in studying His Word, we can do just that, because we see what God says about it, how we are to recover all. David asked God, shall I pursue after they had stolen, taken his family, his children? And David came back into town and they all were gone. They all had been taken. So he went to God and he asked God, should I pursue? Should I go after him? And God told him, yes, pursue and recover all. So that's what the message is for us today, is to pursue the Word of God, pursue what God has given you, and recover all. So that's what we want to do. We want to recover, because God said we can have peace of mind, and we want to have it. We want to have everything that God has promised and that he has said that we can have. But through his word, it's through his word. So we can have peace of mind right here on this earth. Well, all right then. Let us have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this topic on today. What would you give for peace of mind? Praise God. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. For you are peace. Woo! You are peace. And you give your peace to us, God. And we thank you for that on today. Having you means that I can have peace. Praise God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Father, we ask that you would forgive us if we displeased you in any way with us, God, on today. And we thank you for it right now. Thank you that you are so mindful of us. Thank you how that you love us and care for us. Thank you for your favor that's in our lives. Thank you for your angels that you've encamped around us to keep us through all of the things that come against us. And we magnify you for it right now. Father, we ask that you would go into the hospitals, go into the nursing homes, and bless your people there, God. Go into the homes of your people and bless and encourage them, God. In the name of Jesus, you said that you came to heal, to deliver, and to set free, God. Do it for your people on today. And we thank you for it right now, for you're great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. You're our God, and all things, they are possible with you. And we magnify you for that, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are in control of all things. Thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would go and send, encourage somebody to go out, talk to that backslider in the name of Jesus. Talk to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that they may taste and see just how good you are, God. And we thank you for it right now. And we ask your continued blessings in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for your anointing on this afternoon. For your anointing, God, it breaks yokes. And we thank you for the broken yokes on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. And amen. And amen. We praise and we magnify God for the broadcast on today. It is a blessing, and it is a privilege and an honor to be able to share with you on today the goodness of God. So I am so grateful to God that he has allowed me this time, this space, to share his word with you. So what would you give for peace of mind? And we thank God for prayer on today, for prayer is always in order. What did he tell us in his word? And that's what we are living by. We're living by the word of God. And so he tells us in his word that man ought to always pray and never faint. So that's what, and that's why we pray each day. That's why we're sending up timber. We're sending up timber. So prayer is always in order, and we praise God for that. We pray each morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And we would love for you to join us at that time, Monday through Friday. And you can call in to our number. It's 515-734-1624. 515-739-1234. And our extension is 634-812. So call in at that time and have prayer with us. We pray each morning for others and for God to just work out these situations in our lives. And I want you to pick up my book. I have a new book out, and you can check that out at Amazon.com. Or you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check out my books, check out my website. Check me out. Check me out. Praise God. The title of my new book is Dressing in God's Designer Word, My Armor. God's Word is our armor. It's our protection, but we've got to dress in it. We've got to dress in the armor that God has given us, and that's his word. We are soldiers. We are soldiers. Soldiers don't go out to battle without their armor. And so we've got to dress in our armor. The word of God, it's our toolkit. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's our toolkit. And we need to go into our toolkit and dress in his word. Yes. Yes, yes, we do. And if you are in need or you want a motivational encourager to come to your event and speak and encourage the people where you are, well, call me up. You can go to my, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.com. And hey, I'll be right there. I'll be there. So praise God on today for who he is in our lives. I'm excited about the Lord. How about you? What would you give for peace of mind? What would you give? Thank you, Lord. What would you give for peace of mind? If people are willing to pay for drugs, for that temporary fix, a temporary fix for their mind. But look, they have to keep going back. Keep going back. Keep buying crack or whatever the drug is, meth, whatever it is that they're using, because they're trying to keep their mind, that peace of mind. But what people don't realize is that God is the only one that can give peace of mind when situations are going on in our lives. So the situations don't have to change for us to have peace of mind. All we got to have is Jesus. If we have Jesus in our lives, we can have peace of mind. Now let's just see what he say in his word about that. Let's first, we're going to check out Colossians 3:15. And it says, let the peace of Christ, let it rule in your heart. What's ruling in your heart? He said that you're going to either do good or you're going to do wrong. So what's ruling in your heart? Is it Christ ruling or is it the enemy? We can't serve two masters now. We can only serve one. You're going to serve one, you're going to do what's right, and then or you're going to do what's not right. So we can't serve the two masters. He says, since as members of one body, you are called to peace, and be ye thankful. So we're called to peace. God is the one that gives us peace, and we need to be thankful. We need to praise him for peace of mind. When we have, we need to get there, but we got to have him in order to have it. John 14 and 27 says, peace, this is what he said. He said, I leave it with you, peace. I'm going away. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. He said, but I'm going to leave peace with you. Peace I leave with you. My peace. He didn't say anybody's peace. He said his peace. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about his peace. He has peace. He said, my peace. I'm going to leave it with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give it. Now, what peace do the world give you? Anything that you get in the world that's carnal, it's a temporary fix. Drugs, a temporary fix. Alcohol, a temporary fix. Because you have to continually to take it just to have that little temporary fix. But with God, you've got to continue to take the word. To keep, to have his peace and to keep it. God's peace. So he said, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we don't have to be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. And he said, and let not your heart be troubled. So why would we let our hearts be troubled when God is giving us his peace? Not as the world giveth, but his peace, his peace. He's given us his peace. So we shouldn't be having heart attacks because we're so troubled. We shouldn't be allowing the pressures of life to lean on us so that we're going through these different changes. It's only because we are not giving it to God. Because what did he tell us in Psalms 55 and 22? He said, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer thee, the righteous, to be moved. So, and then another scripture, cast all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you and me. What would you give for peace of mind? What would you give in exchange for peace of mind? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so Philippians 4, 6 and 7, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Got to pray now. We got to stay prayerful. And with supplication and with thanksgiving. We just have to let our requests be made known unto God. We tell him, tell God about it. Who can fix it better than God? Nobody that I know of. Our friends, they can't fix it. We go to them. They got problems too. And, you know, you start telling them, sharing with them, and what do? They start giving us their problems. So, but God has the solution. He has the solution for our situation in his word. So what would you give for peace of mind? Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 16 and 33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I. He said, I have overcome the world. Jesus, he overcame the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So his peace is what he's leaving with us. His peace he give to us. Thank you, God. Not as the world give it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because the world don't give us nothing but trials, tribulations, trouble. But he said, be of good cheer. Praise God, for he has overcome the world. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. He didn't say a little peace. He said perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, on him, because we trust in him. When we trust in him, we'll keep our mind stayed on him, and he will give us. He'll keep us in perfect peace. What will you give? What would you give for perfect, for peace of mind? And God just told us. He just told us, thou will keep him. He'll keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, because we're trusting God to bring us out, to bring us through the situation. Romans 16 and 20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The grace, he'll keep us. He'll keep us in perfect peace. Praise God. Romans 16 and 20. And the God of peace. Well, I just read that one. But Romans 15 and 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, maybe I need to ask that question first. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So through the Holy Ghost, hope filled with joy and peace. Praise God. Through the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Filled with his peace, his joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear thou not, for I am. Woo-hoo! I am with thee. Who did, when Moses went before Pharaoh, Moses said, who shall I say sent me? He said, tell him I am. I am sent you. Thank you. For I am is with you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we can have confidence in that God will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He won't do it. He won't do it. So he says, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What will you give for peace of mind? And Psalms 55:22 tells us, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will sustain us. He'll keep us through whatever it is that we are going through. God will keep us. And you know, the Lord is so good to us. He's merciful. He's great. He's kind. He watches over us. And I just love this. When I was reading this, and in Philippians 4:7, and how he was saying that, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And then I like the way the ESV says it, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard. Listen at that. The peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. Can you imagine that? Just close your eyes for a minute and just see it. The God in his uniform. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Peace is guarding your mind. Peace is standing there. Thank you. Standing there guarding. What does a God do? Protect. A God, he protects. He watches over. The peace of God guards your heart. Guards our mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understand. You can't understand it. It's beyond what we think, what we ask. It surpasses our understanding. But he said, but will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And then the NLT says, praise God, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. As we live in him and allow him, allow him, allow the Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, to live in us. Allow him to live in us. And give us that peace of mind. What would you give for peace of mind? Our prayer today, Lord, thank you that even in the midst of trouble, trial, tribulation, you give peace that we do not understand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What will you give? What would you give for peace of mind? Well, until the next time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, you have a fabulous, fabulous. All right, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green signing off. Bye-bye now.